Penguin Random House Audio presents The Grace of Dogs, a boy, a black lab, and a father's search for the canine soul, by Andrew Root. Read for you by Will Dameron. To Wally Ekstrand, 1925 to 2000, Grandpa, who always loved me and whom dogs always loved. Chapter 1. Kirby Leaves. One afternoon in late July 2013, just weeks after his 11th birthday, our black lab, Kirby, wouldn't move. All afternoon, he lay at the foot of the stairs with a pained, heavy look in his eye. That night, for the first time in family memory, he failed to make it to my son Owen's room to sleep beside him. Instead, Kirby stayed on the cool bathroom floor, a place he rarely went, let alone slept. Kirby's intermittent bad days had started nearly a year earlier, when he struggled to make it up the stairs or couldn't summon the energy to chase tennis balls. Yet, every time before, after a day or two of exhaustion, he'd always rally enough to resume playing in the yard with our kids, then 8-year-old Owen and 5-year-old Maisie. So, on this day in July, confident that Kirby's illness was temporary, my wife, Kara, decided to take him to the vet for his next exam. Something was wrong, though. Kara labored mightily to get our slow, reluctant lab into and out of the car.